Back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, we're talking today with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, who's kind enough to spend an hour with us here today. We always appreciate that. And, you know, Jason, I was reading on your social media channels recently, and I know we did a story on it here back in late August about a new minority business directory that's going to be circulating here. It's being developed right now and created by the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, I believe.
Yep, which GMEP is a partnership between the Manhattan Chamber and the Pott County Economic Development Corporation. So this is really an economic development project. There are a number of businesses and, of course, the federal government that have requirements for work with disadvantaged small business, and there has not been a good resource of those businesses locally, and so we are working with the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills, which is a group that started here a little over a year ago, and this was an idea that they brought to us, and we see this as a tremendous opportunity to create a resource for our businesses and the federal government to find local business to help fulfill that obligation. Otherwise, those funds would go to some other community. And then at the same time, what we'd like to do is if there are businesses that register to be in the directory and there's opportunity to get state or federal designation for certain projects, that we can then refer them to either SBDC or SPARC, which is our local entrepreneurship group, to potentially look at getting some assistance to get those certifications as well. We see the area of, you know, there's a lot of discussion in the community and across the nation about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we see the promotion of startups and small business among disadvantaged communities as being one of the best ways that we can go about changing some of the financial dynamics that go on. And because people who are able to own their own businesses and hire people and can really sort of change the course of their community. And so this was an idea that the Black Entrepreneurs brought to us that we thought was a great idea. Eventually, we will probably expand that out also to have a women-owned business directory and then potentially maybe even a veteran-owned business directory. And so just kind of see what kind of response we get from this. But it was unanimous when we took it to the GMET board that we wanted to move forward with this project. And so it's real exciting.
I agree. I think it's very good opportunity here because there may be some businesses out here that people just don't even know exist here because maybe they don't have the, you know, the budget to promote themselves.
Yeah, it's in every small business is like this, right? Sometimes you're so busy running your business that you just aren't aware of the opportunities that are around to promote yourself. But we know that again, there are definitely disadvantages in certain communities that are greater than they are in other communities. And so if we can help reach out and provide some additional assistance, I think, again, we've done that through our partners at SPARC. They have created a specific opportunity for the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills in collaboration with Kansas Gas. We just finished program that we help sponsor with SPARC, Entrepreneurship Business Basics, which is a Kauffman training course specifically designated for businesses that of people of color. And so that was something that we were happy to be part of as well. And then we have we're part of the Diversity and Inclusion Task Force, which is a city initiative. And we have recommended that there be a designated fund set up to help disadvantaged communities establish new businesses as well. So this is something that I think that other communities are doing. So Lawrence and Topeka are two that we obviously look at very closely that are doing these kinds of things. And for Manhattan to continue to be viable and competitive in a wide variety of resources, we have to look at those things as well.
Yeah, well, certainly. And great opportunity here. And where will we be able to find that directory? Will it be on the Chamber's website?
It will actually be on the GMEP website, okay, which is greatermanhattan.org.
Gotcha. Well, I know there's so that's going on. And I know that there's the HYPE program. That's we've talked about that in the past. That's a great organization and primarily for young entrepreneurs, correct?
Well, young people in general, right? Mm-hmm. So 20 to 40, and we had Amber in here with us, I think, last month or the month before. But it has become a very integral part of our effort to retain young people in the community. The research has shown that young people, whether they stay right out of college or whether they're recruited and they come live here after they've graduated or after high school, that they're much more likely to stay if they get connected. And sometimes, particularly in smaller communities, it's hard to find networks and get connected. And so this is an opportunity, I think, to really promote that. We've seen other communities that have used this very effectively in going into businesses that have a high young professional population and getting them out of their cubicle or out of their office and more engaged in the community and engaged with other young professionals. And what you hope happens is they get connected and they decide that they want to continue to be part of this community and they never leave. And again, that's what that effort looks like. And we actually are having an orientation today that both Dave and I will be attending and where we will be discussing the program with a lot of new young professionals. One other thing I'd like to mention that we're real excited about, and we can touch on a little more maybe next month when we come in, but we are in the midst of planning what probably will be our largest membership drive ever. And so we will, it's called the Drive to 1,000. And so our goal is to get to 1,000 members, which we have never achieved before. We've been around 800 now for the past decade or longer. And so we will have about 200 volunteers who'll be working with us on that project. And the structure of it is different and fun, but it's 9 teams of about 20 individuals per team. I believe Dave has already been recruited to be one of those volunteers, but we will have people engaged from all over the community, and their goal is to convince their friends and neighbors to become chamber members and why that's important to them. And so I think sometimes having a peer tell you why they're members and why it's important to them is a lot easier than having a staff person do it. And I think it's certainly a lot more credible and than historically through some of the other communities we've seen is it's a lot more successful in generating buzz and getting new members.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And, you know, obviously a lot of good stuff going on here. It's a busy day. I might just ask you here, since we did talk about K-State football a little bit, do you have a score prediction for this Saturday?
So I haven't really paid attention to Nevada, and I believe Schuyler's not playing. So I'm going to say 31-17, K-State.
All right. Dave is taking notes over there. So he'll take score predictions probably from Mitch and I tomorrow morning, and we'll kind of compare and check it out.
Now I will say my score would be a lot different if Schuyler were playing. It would be a much wider margin.
In the book.
But
you're in the book.
Schuyler's not playing, right?
No, he's not.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with that 31-17.
Right. I like it.
All right.
I'll make my prediction in the morning, Dave.
Okay. So will I.
All right.
So will I. But it won't be dissimilar from what Jason had.
All right.
It was, yeah, again, exciting game the other day. I'm a big believer sometimes take the win and move on.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
See you tonight.
All right. Appreciate you.
Better get a birdie salty team on the trivia contest.
Yeah. And then next month we need to talk about our podcast, which you're helping
We're starting.
Us put together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that, too.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, it was good talking to you, Jason. Thanks
for being Brandon.
Here. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll talk with C. Clyde Jones and about his event, Shepherd's Crossing, and the big run next week. We've also got K-State Extension Director Gary Fike and the Riley County Senior Center.
Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN.